Last time, we went through the thought process for seeing, I think. And there are 17 thought movements in that thought process. And 14 of them are called vichittas. And this thought process is for five sense doors, or at least the first one is for eye door thought process. That is when you see something, which is present, which is existing at the present moment. Now, in this handout, the name of number four is given as eye door adverting. But actually, it is five sense door adverting. The name is five sense door adverting. Although in this particular thought process, it is turning towards eye door. Because the name of the chitta is five sense door adverting, pancha dwara vajana. So this thought process consists of 17 thought moments. The first three are bhavangas, and the rest 14 are called vichittas. So vichittas begin with five sense door adverting, and then eye consciousness, receiving, investigating, determining, and then jhavanas, registration, two registrations, and then back to bhavanga again. Now, if you understand this, you understand other thought processes of ear door, nose door, tongue door, and body door. And this is for the object which is called very great Adimahanda. But for the great object, Mahanda object, there are no registration moments and so on. So I'll not go into detail on these different kinds of five sense door thought processes. So whenever you experience the present sense object, and that is one of these five kinds of thought processes. And then there is mind door thought process. That means when you experience something through your mind, not through the eyes, ears, and so on. And so mind door thought process is a little different from five sense door thought processes. And in the manual, mind door thought process is described as of two kinds, vibhuta and avibhuta. Maybe obvious and not obvious. And then, with regard to the first one, vibhuta, there is no past bhavanga in the manual. But in the handout, both with past bhavanga and without past bhavanga are given. And that is because the manual is very it deals with very limited kinds of mind or thought processes. So in mind or thought process, there can be past bhavanga or there may not be past bhavanga. That depends on what kind of object mind is taking at the time. If the mind is taking the present object, then there should be past bhavanga. If the mind is taking past object or future objects or the other objects like Chaitas and Chaitasikas, then there can be no past Bhavanga. So the mind or thought process can be both with and without past Bhavanga. And after the mind or thought process, we have other kinds of mind or thought processes. So up till now, these are called karma vachara thought processes. Thought processes belonging to sense fear. And next come apana thought processes. Now apana thought process comprises jhana thought process, and then magga thought process, and then phala samapatti, or attainment of phala thought process, and then, not included here, the nirodha samapatti, cessation thought process. So we'll come to nirodha samapatti later, or more fully in the ninth chapter. So the first of the apana thought processes is jhana thought process. Now jhana thought process is of two kinds. Jhana at the first attainment and jhana on later attainment. Now the first attainment means when a person first attains jhana. After attaining that jhana, he may experience that jhana again later on. He may experience that jhana again and again. So in that case, it is called sustained attainment, because there the jhana is sustained for as long as the person wishes. So in the first attainment thought process, there is only one moment of jhana. But in the sustained attainment thought processes, jhanas can arise billions of times, because he may be in that jhana for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 1 day, 2 days, say up to 7 days. So in the thought processes for sustained attainment, or in Pali, samapajjana thought processes, jhana moments can be countless. The second kind of apana thought process is magga thought process. That means thought process at the moment of attainment of enlightenment. Now this thought process always follow the vipassana thought process. Vipassana thought process is karma vachara thought process. So by karma vachara thought processes, a person practices vipassana, and when he is about to get enlightenment, then a thought process arises, and that thought process comprises both magga and phala, both magga and fruition. So that is the thought process at the moment of enlightenment. And you know that there are four stages of enlightenment. And so there can be four kinds of magga thought processes. So Sotapatti magga thought processes, Sakadagami magga, Anagami magga, and Arahata magga thought process. Since it is mind or thought process, we do not need past Bhavanga here. So the thought process runs like this. Vibrating Bhavanga, and then arrest Bhavanga, and then Manodvara Vajana, and then Parikama, Upachara, anuloma, kotrabhu, and then magga. And then follow two moments of phala. So this thought process arises at the moment of because it is turning towards the mind door. And then there are parikama, upachara, anuloma, and gotrabhu. Four javana moments. These four javana moments belong to which types of consciousness? Kama vachara, kusala, with or without knowledge?
With knowledge.
With knowledge. So, one of the four kama vajra kusalas, with knowledge, functions as parikama, preliminary, and upachara, proximity, anuloma, conformity, and gotrabhu. What's that? Change of lineage, right? So, four javana moments of kama vajra consciousness. Now, the last one is called gotrabhu, change of lineage. That means, from that moment on, a person's lineage is changed. That means, until gotrabhu, he is a puttujana. With magga and the following chaitas, he is an ariya, an enlightened person. Or to be exact, at the magga moment, he is enlightening. He is in the process of gaining enlightenment, and from the phala moment onwards, he is the one who has gained enlightenment. So gotrabhu is a type of consciousness which belongs to kama vajra or sense sphere consciousness. And the moment, the person at this moment can be called a gotrabhu person. In some texts, there is a person called gotrabhu. And it is important that you understand correctly, because there are people who misunderstood the gotrabhu person. They thought gotrabhu person was an enlightened one, or ariya person. But gotrabhu is not yet enlightened, but just to be enlightened next moment. In Abhidhamma, we have to be very precise. So until the moment of gotrabhu, that person is a puttujana. And these thought moments belong to Lokiya, mundane thought types of consciousness. And then beginning with Magga thought moment, or say Magga and two phala moments, he reaches the supramundane. So these four javanas are wholesome sensuous jhanas. And then at the magga moment, what happens? Destruction of defilements. Now we talk about destruction of kilesas or defilements. At the moments of, say, parikama, anuloma, upachara, anuloma, and gotrabhu also, defilements are abandoned. But there, the abandonment of defilements is momentary. It could be temporary also, but not absolute. But at the moment of magga, the destruction is absolute. That means these defilements will not arise in the mind of that person again in the future. So they are destroyed once and for all. So at the moment of Magga, the defilements are destroyed. And at that moment, the object is what? Nibbana, right? So, beginning with Gudrabhu, Nibbana becomes the object of that thought process. So, this path thought process is different from the other kinds of thought processes. Because normally, all types of consciousness within a thought process must take the same object, like a seeing thought process. Types of consciousness take visible object as object. But here, it is different. Now let us go back to Manodhara, Vajana, Parikama, Ubhajara, Anuloma. Now they take what as object? Miscellaneous formations. That is what is technically called. So miscellaneous formations really mean nama and rupa. Because nama and rupa both are called sankharas. They arise depending on some conditions. So those that are conditioned by some other conditions are called sankhara. So up till anuloma, adaptation, the object is mind or matter. Suppose a person is practicing vipassana meditation. Now he may be mindful of rupa at that time, or he may be mindful of nama. So up till anuloma, the object of these thought moments is miscellaneous formations or conditioned phenomena or just a mind and matter. But beginning with Gudrabhu or Gudrabhu and Magga and Phala, these thought moments take Nibbana as object. So Gudrabhu is very strange. It belongs to wholesome sense sphere consciousness. But it takes Nibbana as object here. That is why in Visuddhimagga it is stated that Gudrabhu does not belong to the former stage of purity and also does not belong to the later stage of purity. So it is just in between. Because since it takes Nibbana as object, it does not belong to the former previous stage of purity. Since it does not eradicate any mental defilements, it is not included in the Magga group. So it is just between these two stages of purity, the Gudrabhu. And then Magga arises and it takes Nibbana as object, and it destroys the mental defilements altogether. So, enlightenment, according to Abhidhamma, is the arising of Magga Chaita, which takes Nibbana as object, and at the same time, which destroys mental defilements once and for all. So that moment is called enlightenment moment. So when we say enlightenment, or sometimes sees the truth, or realizes Nibbana, or whatever, we mean that Magga Chaita arises, taking Nibbana as object, and destroying the defilements altogether. And this Magga Chaita is followed by two phala thought moments, two fruition thought moments. And their function is what? Further tranquilization of defilements. That means defilements are destroyed by Magga. But they put some more weight on it so that the mental defilements do not come up again anymore. So the maga and phala are compared to one first extinguishing the fire, and then later pouring water onto the fire so that it cannot burn again. So later pouring water is like the function of fruition thought moments. So it's always called patipasadhi in Pali. That means coming down again or something like that. So that means further tranquilization of mental defilements. And after that, bhavanga arises, okay, or lapse into bhavanga. So if you count the javana moments, how many javana moments are there in this thought process? You begin with parikama. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we get seven javana moments. Normally there are seven javana moments in a thought process, right? So here we get seven javana moments. Four kamavajra javana moments, and three supramundane moments. Now this is for the person with not so keen intellect, right? So a person with keen intellect, for that person, how will the process how will it look like? For a person with keen intellect or keen faculty, there is no parikama. Since there is no parikama, but we should have seven javana moments, there is one more phala moment. So for him, the process is manodvara vajana, upachara, anuloma, gotrabhu, magga, and then three phala moments. Now this is for the sotapaddi magga attainment thought process. Now when a person practices vipassana again and reaches the second stage, Sagadagami stage, the process runs in the same way, but with one difference, and that is, in that case, Gotrabhu is called Vodana. Vodana means purity or purification. So the name Vodana is given to Gotrabhu. So let's say when we want to say write down the thought process of appamagas, then we say manodvara vajana, parikama, upachara, anuloma, vodana, and then maga and phala as usual. So the process is the same, but just the Gotrabhu is named not Gotrabhu, but it is Vodana. Because Gotrabhu, at the moment or immediately after Gotrabhu, the lineage is changed. And that lineage is not changed when he reaches the second stage, that stage or fourth stage. Because when he reaches the first stage, he becomes an Ariya. And when he reaches the second stage, he is still an Ariya, third stage, still Ariya, fourth stage, still Ariya. So there is no change of lineage. So that is not called Gotrabhu in the case of Appamagga thought processes. So instead it is called Vodana. So on this sheet, there are given Sotapaddi magga and then appamaggas. So in the process of appamaggas, you do not find Gotrabhu, but instead you find Vodana. Oh. There is another thought process among Kama Vajra thought processes, and that is thought process with the guest Bhavanga. Because there is a difficulty here. So instead of the usual, what do you call, Dadaramana or Bhavanga, another Bhavanga arises, which is called a guest Bhavanga. It's a little involved, a little difficult. The diagram is given on one sheet. So you may look at that. But that is not, it's not so different from other thought processes. So they are, what do you call, Atida Bhavanga, Pas Bhavanga, Vibration Bhavanga, Arrest Bhavanga, and then Five Sense Door Adverting, I Consciousness, Receiving, Investigating, Determining, Yavana, and then RBH means Agantuka. In Pali it is called Agantuka. So RBH means Agantuka Bhavanga, guest Bhavanga. And then usual Bhavanga. But in order to understand this, you must understand that in one life, Padisandhi, Bhavanga and Chuti must be identical, of identical thought, I mean identical type of consciousness. If the Padisandhi is Somanasa, then Bhavangas are also Somanasa and Chuti is also Somanasa. If the Padisandhi is Upika, then Bhavangas must also be Upika and Chuti must also be Upika. Right. And also, in order to understand this, you must understand which kind of registering and bhavangas follow which kind of jhavanas. So that you have to go back to one section in the fourth chapter. It may be too complicated here. You have to go back and reread the book. But the gist is given above that thought process. So I will not talk about this today. So please note that there is such a thing as guest Bhavanga, a Bhavanga which arises in place of normal Bhavanga. Okay. Normally, say Somanasa must be followed by Somanasa Tadharamana, Ubhika must be followed by Ubhika Tadharamana, and so on. Now, let us go to jhavanas that arise one time, two times, three times, four times, and so on. There is one, another sheet here. Jhavanas arising. Normally, how many times jhavana arise? Normally, there are seven times or seven moments of jhavanas. But there are jhavanas that arise only once. Can you tell me which jhavanas? Yeah? You just saw one or two jhavanas there. Jhana jhavana at the first attainment, right? And then Magga. And there's another one. You remember? Abhinya. I have not told you about Abhinya thought process, right? Okay. So, you have the sheet with you?
Yeah.
So there are Mahakata jhanas on first attainment. Mahagata jhanas mean rupa vajra and arupa vajra jhanas. So on the first attainment, they arise only once. And then abhinya javana. So supernormal knowledge thought process. In that thought process, abhinya javana arise only once. And then magga chaitas only once. And then anagami phala and arhata phala chaitas on emerging from nirodha samapatti. Now nirodha samapatti is attainment of cessation. So when a person attains that cessation, his mental activity is totally suspended. So no consciousness, no chetisikas at that time. So he is more or less like a statue. And then emerging from that nirodha samapatti to an anagami phala arises once, to an arahant, arhata phala arises once. So these javanas arise only once. And there are those who arise two times, and that is fourth arupa vajra jhana preceding nirodha samapatti. You have to understand nirodha samapatti to understand this. So when a person enters into nirodha samapatti, he has to go through all the eight jhanas. And then just before entering into nirodha samapatti, there are two nevasanya nasanya. Neither perception nor non-perception. The two moments of nevasanya nasanya yadana. So these are the ones, the fourth arupa vajra jhana, javanas, that arise two times at that time. At other times, fourth arupa vajra jhana can arise only once or many times. Then two or three times, phala javanas after magas. So in the magga thought process, you have seen that phala thought process arises twice. It can arise also three times. And then those that arise four times, reflecting javanas at the time of yamaka badi hariya for Buddhas. Now, when I made this note, you have already gone through that chapter, so I use Pali words here. Yamaka Pati Hariya means, it's called twin miracle. So Buddha showed this miracle two or three times in this life, in his life. after the first week of his enlightenment, and then at the assembly of his relatives in Kapilavatthu, and then just before going up to Tower Dingsa Heaven, he showed this miracle. So it is called in Pali Yamaka. Yamaka means twin, a pair. Pali Hariya means miracle. That means when Buddha showed this miracle, from his upper part of the body, fire comes out, and from his lower part of the body, water comes out. Or from his right side of the body, fire, from the left side of the body, water, and so on and so on. From the right eye, fire, from the left eye, water, and from one pore, water, and from one pore, water, and so on. So, but those who watch that miracle thinks that water and fire arise or come out at the same time. Actually, they cannot come out at the same time because Buddha had to enter into jhana and then cause the fire to come out with one type of thought process, and then with another thought process, he made the other one, what go? Fire or water, come out. So Buddha needs to enter into this jhana, abhinya thought processes very quickly, so that the spectator thinks that water and fire are coming out at the same moment. So at such a time, the reflecting javanas cannot arise leisurely for 7 moments. So for Buddhas, only 4 moments of reflecting javanas arise. Immediately preceding the abhinya thought process, there is reflecting thought process. Now if you look down below, you will see 6 sequences, a sequence of 6 thought processes to reach abhinya thought process. So there you find number 2, reflecting thought process, and number 5, again, reflecting thought process. So during these thought processes, normally the Kamavacara javanas would arise 7 times. But here, Buddha had to hurry. So that people think that water and fire are coming out at the same time. So he had to hurry, and he could not let 7 thought moments say to arise. So just 4 thought moments. It would be difficult to understand or to accept if we do not have the analogy of computers. Now, 7 thought moments and 3 thought moments, what is the difference? Just 3, I mean 7 thought moments and 4 thought moments. There is only a difference of 3 thought moments. In just a snapping of fingers, billions of thought moments can arise and disappear, right? So 3 thought moments are nothing. So in the same way, now the computers are doing a lot of wonderful things. And if you have to wait about 30 seconds, you think, it's too long. And the computer is slow. So they are making computer faster and faster. So Buddha had to enter into abhinyas quickly, and so he didn't have time to let the reflecting javanas arise for 7 moments. So only 4 moments, and then another supernormal thought process, and then another supernormal thought process, and so on. So only 4 times for the Buddhas. 5 times. Reflecting javanas at similar times for savakas. But for disciples, 5 times. So disciples are not as advanced as the Buddha. And so they need 5 moments of reflecting consciousness. So it means for them, the thought process consists of only 5 javanas, not 7 javanas. And then Kamavacara javanas at times of death, fainting, etc. So when approaching death and just immediately before death, there are 5 moments of javanas. And they are called, in Pali, they are called Maranasana javanas. That means near death javanas. So at that time, javanas arise only 5 times, because at that moment the body is very weak and the heart is also very weak. And when you faint, also, so there are 5 moments of javanas. And then 6 or 7 times, that is normal, regular. The Kamavacara javanas arise for 6 or 7 times. And many times, Mahagadha and Phala javanas during samabhadivittis. So during sustained attainment, Rupa Vajra Jhanas and Arupa Vajra Jhanas arise many, many times. And during Phala Samabhadivitti also, and the Phala thought movements arise many times. So we must remember which jhanas arise once and which twice and so on. And then the sequence of vittis for abhinyas is given down there. The first is a basis jhana. So in order to get to the abhinya, one has to go through five kinds of thought processes. The first basic jhana process, and then reflecting on the jhanas, and then resolution, that means may fire come out of my body, or may water come out of my body, something like that. So that thought process. And then basic jhana again, and then reflecting on the jhana, and only after these five comes abhinya. So in order to, only when abhinya thought process is reached, do fire and say water come out of the body of the Buddha. So now we can see how microscopic the moments of consciousness are. So this is jhanas arising once, two times, and so on. Oh, we almost come to an end. The last seed is pugalas and chetas. That means individuals and the chetas, the experience. I have made the cards, and I want to know whether I have given you those cards. I don't remember that.
No, I brought them.
You brought them here?
Yes.
If you do not, let them have them. But we'll not go through them individually. It's okay. You have this sheet?
Yes.
Pugalas and chetas. The last one among handouts for chapter 4. This is a very, very brief statement. Now, first, you remember different kinds of individuals, different kind of pugalas. There are how many kinds of pugalas? How many kinds of individuals? 12, right? The first one is called Dukkati Ahetuka. Those that take conception with Ahetuka consciousness, and those that are born in four woeful states. Dukkati Ahetuka. So they are puttojanas. And then the next one is Sugati Ahetuka. Those that are reborn with Ahetuka consciousness, but reborn in human realm or other deva realms. And they are also puttojanas. And then next is Dvihetuka. Now you know Dvihetuka means two roots. Those who are born with two root consciousness. They can be human beings, or they can, and also they can be some deva beings. When a person is Dvihetuka, he is invariably Sugati. There is no Dvihetuka and Dukkati. And also, when we say a person is Dvihetuka, a two-root person, he is a puttojana. So when we refer to those persons, we do not say he is Sugati Dvihetuka puttojana. We just say Dvihetuka. So when we say Dvihetuka, it is understood that he is a Sugati person and he is a puttojana. So that is why these words are put in square brackets. And the next person is Tihetuka Puttujana. Now here Puttujana is not put in brackets because Tihetuka can be Puttujana and Tihetuka can be Ariyas, enlightened persons. So here we need the word Puttujana to refer to that particular person. And when he is Tihetuka Puttujana, he is already a Sukhiti person. So we don't need to say he is Sukhiti. So Tihetuka Puttujana, that means a Puttujana born with three root consciousness. And then Sotapanna. We do not say Sukhiti Tihetuka Sotapanna actually, because when we say Sotapanna, he must be Tihetuka. He must be born with three root consciousness. And he must be born in Sukhiti, happy realms. So Sotapanna. And then the second one, Sakadagami. The third one, Anagami. And the fourth one, Arahant. So they are all Tihetukas. So we have only eight. Why? Oh, four Magga persons, right? Right? All Maggata individuals have only one Chitta. That is their respective Magga Chitta. So at the moment of Magga, if you look at the diagram of path thought process again, you will see Magga there. So at that very moment, he is called a Magga person. And beginning with phala moments, he is called a phala person. So, four Magga persons. That means a person at Sotapatti Magga moment, at Sakadagami Magga moment, at Anagami Magga moment, and at Arahata Magga moment. So four Magga persons. So there are altogether 12 persons or individuals. Four Magga persons, four Phala persons, and four Puttujanas. The four Puttujanas are Dukkati Ahetuka, Sukhati Ahetuka, Dvihetuka, Tihetuka. So there are 12 kinds of persons. And on this sheet, the type of consciousness which they do not experience are given. So Dukkati Ahetuka, a person does not experience Kriya Javanas. He does not experience Appana Javanas. He does not experience Jnana Sampayutta Vipaka. And he does not experience Jnana Vipayutta Mahavipakas. Now, Dukkati Ahetuka person is a person born in hell or an animal, right? So that person cannot experience Kriya Javanas. It's out of the question. No Apana Javanas. Not Jnana Sampayutta Vipakas, both Kama Vajra and Rupa Vajra, and Jnana Vipayutta Kama Vajra Vipakas also. So and Sukhiti Ahetuka cannot experience Kriya Javanas, Appana Javanas, and then Jnana Sampayutta Vipakas. So in his life, there will be no Jnana Sampayutta Vipaka at all. Now, Dvihetuka, say, Dvihetuka Puttujanas cannot experience Kriya Javanas, Appana Javanas, and Jnana Sampayutta Vipakas. Tihetuka Puttujana cannot experience Kriya Javanas and Lokuttara Chaitas. So he can experience Appana Javanas. I mean, Mahagata Javanas. Now, Sotapanna. Sotapanna cannot experience Ditigada Sambayoda Javanas, because he has eradicated wrong view, Micha Diti altogether, and he does not experience Vichikicha. And he does not experience Kriya Javanas, because he is not an arahant. And he does not experience Magachetas, because he has already gone through it. And three Abhaphalachetas he does not experience. Sakadagami cannot experience same. Deitikita Sambhyuda Javanas, Vichikicha Javana, Kriya Javanas, and Magachetas in first, third, fourth Phalachetas. Anagami, Deitikita Sambhyuda Javanas, he does not experience. And then Dosa Mula Javanas also, because Anagami has eradicated Dosa and Kamaraga, right? Vichikicha, no, Kriya Javanas, no, and Magachetas, and first, second, fourth Phalachetas, he does not experience. And Arahant does not experience Kusala Javanas. It's a pity, they cannot get Kusala. Although they practice what we call Kusala acts, an arahant does not get kusala. Right? Say, giving or paying respect to the Buddha or teaching and these things, these are meritorious acts for us, right? But for an arahant, they are not meritorious acts. Arahant doesn't get any kusala from his actions, because he has already eradicated the roots of existence, avijja, ignorance, and tanha, craving. So he does not experience kusala javanas, he does not experience akusala javanas, and he does not experience magachetas, and three lower phalachetas. So when we know which chetas a person does not experience, then we know which chetas he experiences. And you have to find out, referring back to the cheta chart. So the cards today are mostly for that. I don't have the cards. So you may... it's okay. Yeah. Yes. You may go to right after three cards, right? Yes. Dukati ahiduka buddhojana. So a dukati ahiduka buddhojana experiences 35 types of consciousness. 37 types of consciousness. Now, if you check with the sheet, a dogadi ahituka buddhojana does not experience kriya javanas, right? Abhana javanas. Jnana sampayuta vibhagas. So that includes rubhajara vibhaga, aruba, and arubhavajara vibhaga, and phala chaitas. And then jnana vibhyuta mahavibhaga chaitas. Right? Yeah. So it is said here, jnana sambhyuta vibhagas and jnana vibhyuta mahavibhagas. So that means all mahavibhagas. Right? Yeah. So a dukati ahiduka buddhojana experiences all 12 akusala chetas and 17 ahiduka chetas without hasitobara, and then 8 kamavajra kusala chetas. So a person who is born in hell or an animal can get one of the 8 kusala chetas. Yeah? Sometimes three root. Yeah. And then Sugati Ayi, second one, Sugati Ayi Duka Buddha Jana and Dvihi Duka Buddha Jana. They have the same number of consciousness. So they have four more, right? Jnana Sampiyo, Jnana Vipayuta Vibhagas, Mahavibhagas, and they can experience. So 41. And then next, Kama Vajra Tihi Duga Bhutto Jana. Because Tihi Duga Bhutto Jana can be reborn as reborn in Kama Vajra realm or Rupa Vajra realm or Arupa Vajra realm. So we have to say here, Kama Vajra. Say human being, right? A Tihi Duga Bhutto Jana human being. So that person can experience 45 types of consciousness. That is, if he does not get jhana. But if he gets jhana, next card, 54 types of consciousness, because we have to add 9. So in this way, you find out how many types of consciousness a particular person can experience. So these are for easy reference. It's okay. I gave the man wanted to put the Burmese and I just let him do it. But you see chapter 4, paragraph 16. So that is the same thing. Right. Chapter 4, paragraph 16. Yeah. Oh, there should be only 2. Huh? Do you have 3 with Burmese?
Yes,
I do.
Yeah.
There are 3.
The 2 the same.
Hmm? 2. The last 2 are the same. I mean, no.
The first
and the last are the same. So, only 2. But there is 1 card with Burmese also. I just saw it. Hmm? But you just ignore the Burmese. Aruba Vajra Arhata Plata. That is Burmese also. It's okay.
Did the procedure apachana, the Burmese car?
Hmm?
I get 3 Burmese car.
2 or 3?
3.
3 files and I didn't
check. The first and the third are the same.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now this package, the first show how many chaitas arise in Kama Vajra realm, right? And the second show how many chaitas arise in Rupa Vajra realm, and the third shows how many chaitas in Arupa Vajra realm. This is by realm, not by individuals. Okay, this is it. So we finished review of 4th chapter. A very quick review. So when you come next time, please reread or restudy the portions we have covered, so that I can go through them quickly. What's the time now?
Maybe half hour.
Oh, we still have time?
Yeah.
Then we'll go to fifth chapter. Now, fifth chapter deals. There are how many sections in fifth chapter? Rams, right? And then patisandhis, and then karma, and then death. So four sections. The first section deals with 31 planes of existence. So according to Buddhism, the world, what we call the world, consists of these 31 planes of existence. So, we begin with the bottom, number one. Niriya, two, Tirachanayoni, three, Pitti Visya, four, Asurakaya. These four are called apaya. Now, on the left, you see the word apaya. Woeful states. The four states of misery or four woeful states. Niriya means what? Hell, Tirachanayoni, animals, Pitivisya, hungry ghosts, and Asura Gaya, another kind of ghosts, Asura ghosts. So four apaya realms. And then, next, we have Manusa. Since Manusa is just one, we do not put a number in front of it. Manusa means humans. So above the four apayas, there is the human realm. Actually, Tirachana, number two, number three, and number four can be on the same level as human beings. There can be ghosts around us, with us. But Nidya is definitely down there. It's deep in the earth, according to the teachings of Buddhism. And then Manusa, human beings. And then above human beings, there are six realms of devas. We can call them devas, lower celestial beings, because there are higher celestial beings as Brahmas. So there are six deva lokas, deva realms, and they are one, Chatu Maharajika, four kings, two Tawadingsa, 33 gods, three Yama, I don't know what that means, right? And four Tusida, priest ones. Five, Nimana Riddhi, those who take delight in what they themselves have created. That means who enjoy their own creations. Well, when they want to enjoy something, they create it and then they enjoy it. Like people in the West. Huh? they made a lot of things to enjoy. And then six Paranimita Vasavadi. So those of us who do not create for themselves, who let other people create, and then they enjoy that creation. So they are like rich people. They don't do things themselves. So these are the six. These six realms are situated one above the other. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, up to that, we have 6 plus 1 plus 4, 11. So, these 11 are called what? Kama Vachara. So, 11 Kama Vachara realms. Among the Kama Vachara realms, there is Apaya Loka, consisting of four, Manusa Loka, consisting of one, and Deva Loka, consisting of six. So there are 11 realms of sense sphere. Now, when we study the individuals, we say Dukkati Ahiduka, Sukkati Ahiduka, right? So the four apayas are called Dukkati, bad destinies, or bad realms, or realms of suffering. And the other seven, including human beings, are called Kama Sukkati. They are Sukkati, so happy destiny, and they belong to sense sphere. So they are called Kama Sukkati. So four Abhayas and seven Kama Sukkati realms altogether make 11 Kama Vachara realms. And four Abhayas, human beings, and the first and second Deva Lokas are situated on the earth. Now, Tawadingsa is situated on the top of Mount Meru, so it is still connected with earth. So they are situated on the earth. Beginning with Yama, Yama realm is situated in space, so the others are also situated in space. Okay, above the 11 Kama Vajra Lokas, there are 20 Brahma Lokas. So they are higher celestial beings, and their names, it may be difficult to remember all the names. So Brahma Parisajja, Brahma Purohita, Mahabrahma, three realms situated on the same level. So they are put in the same level here. Brahma Parisajja, Brahma Purohita, Mahabrahma. You can find English translations in the book, Comprehensive Guide to Abhidharma. And above them, number 4, 5, 6, Pritabha Appamanabha Abhasara. And above them, three more, Paritta Subha, Appamana Subha, Subakinha. Above them, two, Vihaphala and Asanya Satta. And above them, five, Suddhavasa. Suddhavasa means abode of pure ones. So they are number 12, Aviha, and then 13, Atapa, 14, Sudasa, 15, Sudasi, and 16, Akaneta. So up till then, we have how many? 5 plus there are 20 realms in Brahma Loka, and up to Akhenaten, we get 16 of them. So these 16 are called Rupa Vachara. They consist of Nama and Rupa, but there is one which consists of only Rupa only. So these are called Rupa Vachara realms. So there are 16 Rupa Vachara realms. Now, the first three are collectively called first jhana plane. So there are three first jhana planes, and the second three, second jhana planes, and the third three third jhana planes. And then fourth jhana plane consists of which planes? From number 10 to number 16, right? Fourth jhana. Vihaphala, Asanya Satta, and Sudhavasa. They belong to fourth jhana place. Among them, number 11, Asanyasada. Is the abode of beings without mind or mindless beings. So these beings are like statues. But the other 15 are the abode of beings with both mind and body, right? Okay, then the first jhana brahmas, do they have eyes? Yes. Can they see?
Yes.
Yes. Do they have ears?
Yes.
Can they hear?
Yes.
Do they have nose?
No.
Yes.
They have no, but no senses.
Right. Yeah. We can say they have noses, but no sense of smell, right? Do they have tongues?
Yes.
Yes. But no sensitivity in tongue. Do they have body? Definitely. Yes. But no sense of touch. Mm. So these 15 have both mind and body, mind and matter. But number 11, Asanyasada, have only matter. They are called Rupavachara Brahmas. Above them, there are four Arupavachara. And they are the same, they have the same name as the consciousness. Akasananja Yatana, Vinyananja Yatana, Akinchanya Yatana, and Nivasanya Nasanya Yatana. Now they are called what? Arupa Vachara. They are opposite of Asanya Sadas. Asanya Sadas are mindless beings, and these are, let's say, bodiless beings. So they consist of only mind, that means consciousness and mental factors. So, 11 Kama Vajra realms, 16 Rupa Vajra realms, 4 Arupa Vajra realms, we get altogether 31 planes of existence. So, a person who is a Putojana will be reborn in these, say, one of these 31 planes of existences. Sometimes we may go down to hell, to Apaya. Sometimes we may go up as high as Nivasanya, Nasanya, Yadana. But so long as we do not get enlightenment, we'll be reborn in this samsara again and again. Now, if we reach the first stage of enlightenment, then we will not be reborn in the four Apayas are four woeful states. So the aim of Buddhism is to get out of this samsara, to get out of the cycle of rebirth and death. So there are 31 planes of existences, and there are lifespans of these planes of existences. Now for woeful states and for human beings, there is no age limit. That means they may live just a few years, or they may live for thousands and thousands of years. So according to teachings of Buddhism, sometimes human beings may live for 100,000 years or more than that. But the present lifespan of human beings is supposed to be 100 years. But beginning with Chatu Maharajika, there is a definite limit, a definite lifespan. So, Chatu Maharajika, how many years their life? 9 million. That means human years. 9 million human years. And for Tao Dingsas, multiply by 4, 36 million, and then 144 million, 576 million, 2,304 million, 9,216 million human years. You'll find calculation by what years? That is one chart, right? Yeah, there's another chart. Lifespan of devas. And in there it is given Chatu Maharajika. One day in Chatu Maharajika is equal to 50 years in human realm and so on. So the life or years are given there. And then, beginning with Brahma Lokas, we use K, 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 and so on. So, 1/3 K, 1/2 K, 1 K. K means kappa, a world cycle. So, 1/3 of a world cycle, 1/2 of a world cycle, 1 world cycle, and 2 world cycle, and so on. So, until we get to 84,000 world cycles. And one world cycle, nobody knows how long a one world cycle is. So 84,000 world cycles means a definite amount of time. And then on those sheets, the distance of different realms from human realm are given. So it's just for your information. Just to know that these are in the books on Buddhism. I mean, mostly they are taken from sub-commentaries. And then the lifespan of hell. Now, there are 8 great hells. And the 8th one is called Avijja, is the worst. And then hells are situated in the earth, which is 120,000 yojanas thick, and underneath is the rock, which is also 120,000 yojanas thick, and the Avijja hell is situated on it. Now, according to Buddhist cosmology, the earth is supposed to be 240,000 leagues deep. The half is made of earth and the other half is made of rock, something like that. Now, they may not be so interesting or not so important, but what is important is how many kinds of beings can be reborn in which realms. Say, in Nidia, there are 12 individuals. You know the 12 individuals, right? So, how many of these 12 individuals can be reborn in hell? Only one, right? You look at this chart, planes and individuals. I hope you understand the abbreviations there. D-A means Dukkati Ahetuka, S-A, Sukkati Ahetuka, D-V, Dvihetuka, T-I, Tihetuka, S-O-M. What's that? Sotapatti Magga, S-O-P-H, Sotapatti Phala, S-A-M, Sakadagami Magga, S-A-P-H, Sakadagami Phala, A-N-M, Anagami Magga, A-N-P-H, Anagami Phala, A-R-M, Arahata Magga, right? A-R-P-H, Arahata Phala. So now you see Nidia on the left column. So in Nidia, how many kinds of persons can be reborn? Only one kind of person, and that is Dukkati Ahetuka. And Tirachanayoni, as an animal, also Dukkati Ahetuka. As a ghost, Dukkati Ahetuka. As an asura, Dukkati Ahetuka. But as manusa, almost all, right? Manusa can be Sukkati Ahetuka, Duheduka, Diheduka, Sotapatti Magga, and so on. And Chatu Maharajika say, Doubtings are Dvihetuka, beginning with Dvihetuka, all the rest. Yama, Tusita, Nima, Naradi, Paranimena, Vasavadi, also Dvihetuka. And then, first jhana 3, Brahma Lokas. Only Dvihetuka persons can be reborn there, no Dvihetuka persons. The same with second jhana, third jhana, planes, and then Vihapala also. With Asanyasada, Sugati Ahiduka. although he is a Brahma, he is an Ahiduka person, because there is no Hedu with his birth, because the birth is just metta and no Chaita or Chaitiseka. So there are no roots with him. So he is called Sugati Ahiduka. Only one. And then Sodavasa 5. What? Only 3 persons can be reborn there, right? Anagami Phala, Arhada Maga, and Arhada Phala. Actually, only 3 persons can exist there. Something like that. A Maga person is not reborn actually, right? At the moment of Magga, he is called a Magga person. So a Magga person cannot be reborn. And then 4 Arupa Vajras. Dvihetuka, but no Sotapatti Magga. So there can be no Sotapatti Magga person in Arupa Vajra realm. You know why? Right. No hearing from others, right? Yeah. They do not get instructions, or they cannot hear instructions. So in Arupa Vajra realm, there can be no Sotapatti Maggata. So in Burma, according to this chart, we say there are 214 types of individuals. There are 214 individuals, and they are such and such. And then there's a calculation that I made it. I hope that's correct. That is by lifespan of, and then so and so. So Chatu Maharajika, the lifespan of Chatu Maharajika Devas is said to be 500 celestial years. And that is equal to 9 million human years. So by Tao Ting's reckoning, their life is only 250 celestial years. And by Yama reckoning, only 125, you divide by two, make half, and so on. So, or you can go down, right? Chatu Maharajika, by Chatu Maharajika reckoning, they live 500 years. And Tawa Dingsan Devas live for 2,000 years by Chatu Maharajika reckoning, and so on. This is just playing around. You don't have to remember them. Ah, how the world is destroyed by fire, water, and air. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Now the world is destroyed by, sometimes by fire, sometimes by water, and sometimes by air. And there is a definite, how do you call it? A definite pattern of destruction. So 7 times by fire, and the 8th time is by water. Another 7 times by fire, and the 8th time water. Another 7 times by fire, 8 times, 8th time water, and so on. So the last one is 64th. At 64th time, the world is destroyed by air or wind. So that is how the world is destroyed. So please do not be concerned about reaching the end of the world. It's long, many years before the world will come to an end, according to Buddhist teachings. So the destruction of world takes place mostly by fire, sometimes by water, and rarely by air. Once in 64 times, it is destroyed by air. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 in 64 times, it is destroyed by water. And the others, how many? Fifty-six times by fire. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next time, maybe karma and even revision takes a long time. I thought it would finish with about two classes. Now we have three classes. Still, we have not reached the point where we left off last year. Okay.